We were talking about working long hours. Professor Gary Martin, workplace expert and CEO of the Australian Institute of Management. Professor, I don't know how old you are, but do you remember during the 1980s it was said, I tell you what you need to invest in, go in future, invest in the leisure industry, because people are going to have so much spare time that leisure industry is going to make a lot of money. That didn't quite happen, did it?
No. I think people are working harder, but I think the danger is that we mix working harder up with workaholism. So are you a workaholic, or do you just work hard? And I think there's a difference between those two that needs to be, you know, discussed a little bit more, because working hard is probably socially acceptable. People do that to get on, but workaholism, on the other hand, is not so acceptable.
So, Professor, describe for us what a workaholic looks like.
Well, okay, so a workaholic goes along to a function, a social function. That in itself might be an issue or a question, just going along to a social function. Once they get to that social function, that all they want to do is they talk about work, and they become so obsessed with work that they shut down to anything else. There's also the case...
There's a bloke in here pointing at himself.
Sorry?
There's a bloke in here pointing at himself.
Yeah, that's not Ross.
Yeah, well, there you are. We need to address that.
Yes.
I want to come back to that because I've got a remedy for him. Oh. But the other thing is that, you know, you might be called to your phone in case you've missed a work call. You take your work to bed. That's a classic sign. You wake up in the middle of the night and you check your emails. You might be teetering on the edge of overwork if you engage in these sorts of behaviours. But there is WA. Workaholics Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they meet in Melbourne.
Do they?
Professor.
Are you serious?
You got
and
a new
Sydney
customer.
And Adelaide. Yes, they
Have
do.
They got a website?
Yeah, they do. So check them out. They're an international organisation, and they'll be able to help you.
Can I tell you, Professor, a couple of quick things? I've got a mate who says he's not a workaholic, he's a working alcoholic. But, Professor,
double trouble.
The biggest and most effective change I have made in my life of recent times, and it is only, I think, 2 weeks old, is on my bedroom's upstairs. I leave my phone downstairs.
Yes.
My phone never comes into my bedroom.
Yes. Yeah, I think there is that phone debate. That certainly fueled the whole situation, and leaving your phone aside is a great thing, even though you've got alarm clocks, and I wouldn't be talking to you this morning if I didn't have my phone.
Oh, there's a beautiful little $40 TAC alarm clock you can buy from JB Hi-Fi, where it's got three light settings on the clock. There's normal, subdued, and off.
So you have it on black, basically?
On black. Right, so you never know what the time is.
I'm going to JB today.
Right, it's a beautiful little clock. Professor, lovely to chat with you. People should just look up Workaholics Anonymous.
Okay.
Fine to leave you with. One thing to leave you with,
yep.
All right? The bottom line is that while hard work can actually feed our souls, workaholism tends to steal them away from us. So if you're a workaholic, your soul gets stolen away.